Sangharakshita in his book Creative Symbols of Tantric Buddhism. He says, the Buddha is clearly a historical figure who's concerned with teaching individuals how they may develop as human beings. This is illustrated by the development of the mandalas of five Buddhas. First of all, you simply have the Buddha Shakyamuni in the different phases of his career, in meditation under the Bodhi tree, then calling the earth to witness, then teaching, then reassuring his disciples, then offering the gift of the Dharma to his disciples and to the world. And from this naturalistic basis, developed specific Buddha icons, each Buddha making a gesture or mudra to illustrate each situation. So if the Buddha was depicted with his hands folded in his lap, that would represent him meditating under the Bodhi tree. And if the tips of his fingers were touching the earth, that would represent calling the earth to witness. Well, if he was displaying a mudra as though turning a wheel, that would represent the turning of the wheel of the Dharma. And in this way, there emerged a set of five episodes with five mudras, and these gradually became almost like five different Buddhas. We've already touched on the Dhyana mudra, a mudra that maybe the Buddha Shakyamuni was holding when he sat under the Bodhi tree. And actually, he wasn't the Buddha just yet when he first sat down, right? He's Siddhartha Gautama. And he's sitting under the Bodhi tree, gathering his hands together. Who knows whether it's the right hand or the left hand on top. So this mudra has come to be associated with Amitabha. Amitabha, the Buddha of love and compassion, of infinite light, and also of concentration and absorption. We think of that connected circle, the thumbs lightly touching, the hands resting one on top of the other, gathering everything in. He's sitting quietly, his mind almost completely at peace. Enlightenment may just be dawning on the horizon. But just as that light is about to break over the horizon, Mara appears. So Mara, the trickster, the deceiver, he challenges the soon-to-be Buddha. And he says, what right do you have to sit here? What right do you have to realize enlightenment, to touch enlightenment with the body on this spot? Who is your witness? And the Buddha doesn't come back with angry words. The Buddha doesn't get frustrated. But as told in the Lalita Vistra Sutta, the Bodhisattva, the soon-to-be Buddha, replied, this earth is my witness. And with his right hand, he touched all parts of his body and then gently touched the earth. At that moment, he uttered the verse, this earth, the home of all beings, is impartial and free of malice toward everything which moves or does not move. Here is the guarantee that is no deception. Take the earth as my witness. So he's engaging his whole experience. We need to engage our whole experience, bring all of us on board, and take us outwards, opening out to that full experience.